Hi, everybody. Welcome back to 21 Lounge with Don and Becky tonight. And just celebrating the birthday of Texas Jim Lewis and his fabulous band there. We heard them do, he started out with the Hootenanny song with his machine, followed by the Butcher Boy, which was, it's an old British folk ballad, so I thought that was kind of remarkable how they actually sing it in the female voice. Don't hear that all the time. And then after that was their song 10 More Miles. And both of those were on exclusive records of 78s from 1948.
I really want to go and find some of the 40 films that he was in and see if I could watch any of them.
Yeah, the clip I found on YouTube doesn't actually even identify which film it's from of him playing the contraption, so not even sure which one that is. All right, I think we're going to have time to get like one more song in, and then it's going to be your show.
Indeed.
I'm gonna hang around for that.
Just going to walk to the other side of this big desk.
Yeah. Take over the console here.
Indeed. We'll have the first of a two-parter, which is yet another Canadian band. I didn't actually do this deliberately, but a French-Canadian band called Le Cavalier de l'Est. Mm. I can't speak French, but the Cavaliers of the East, as far as I can tell. Mm-hmm. And this is from an album of Buck Owens covers that they did. So the name of the album is actually Chanson Westerns en Francais à la Buck Owens.
Cool. All right, let's hear it, and then we'll be right back.
Pense à moi tous les jours, pense à moi quand tu seras loin, et je penserai à toi. Tu as dit je te quitte, je reviendrai bientôt. Chaque jour j'espère ton retour, et j'attends de jour en jour. Pense à moi si tu m'aimes, pense à moi tous les jours, pense à moi quand tu seras loin, et je penserai à toi. Le facteur à ma porte ne dépose jamais rien, le téléphone n'a jamais sonné.
All right, so you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. And stay tuned for Becky, who will be right up. Thank you.
pearl. Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves. From the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
Folks, and welcome to the program. You are listening to Honky Tonk Radio Girl here on WFMU. My name's Becky, but it's not just me here tonight. I've got a special guest. Don Fleming is here with me.
Hi, Becky.
I convinced him to stick around after his show.
Why not? Yeah, I've got some more records to play.
Yes, you do. You do. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Hellraiser in a bit, but this is a month where we do special shows, and what we cooked up is to, blend together the types of music that we play, which ends up being kind of a weird version of the same thing.
Well, very similar,
yes.
I would say. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, they fit together very well.
Yes, indeed, indeed. So this is part two, and I just wanted to say, first of all, because I mentioned it to you before, the record we're listening to in the background right now is by Jaime Llano, who's a Colombian organ player. And this is a record, this is the first record that my family bought after they moved to, well, to Colombia from Spain.
Wow.
After escaping fascism. And it made it through at least 10 moves to about 4 different countries.
This very copy.
This very copy. Wow. and lives with me. So, so this is a special one. And then before that, we heard Eddie Egeti, Le Cavalier de l'Est. I cannot speak French, as I said before. And that was a 1970s version of I Walk the Line, but called La Vie à Deux. And but now Don's going to play some records for us. Don, what do we have in store?
All right, so coming up next, I've got this another couple, Johnny Bernard and Julie Jones, from their album Love. This was recorded at in Oklahoma City at the Associated Recording Studios. And it came out on the Artco Records label, the local label there, in 1975. And I wanted, you know, even though it was, I was trying to do as many medleys as I could get in this month. So this starts with a medley, and it's the medley of Sons of the Pioneer songs. So, and otherwise the set is just like some various players. In fact, I think I have 2 songs from them. But let's start out with the Sons of the Pioneer medley.
Sounds great.
Right. Their knees, they look so forlorn, these strange little hillbilly leprechauns. comes. Get the one that you love, for your love cannot see. Just take a trip to old Tennessee. They'll dance and insist she give you a kiss. These strange little hillbilly leprechauns. They yodel till morn, these strange little hillbilly leprechauns.
Listening to WFMU and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program, but it's Honky Tonk meets Lounge this evening because I'm here with Don, who just blew my mind with those records you just played. Please tell us about them.
Well, that was Ethel Delaney with Hillbilly Leprechauns from her first album, Going to the Country. It was out on Ohio Records, and Ethel was from Ohio. She actually put out 19 singles and 4 albums. The singles were between 1964 and 1981, and 4 albums between 1970 and 1987. So very active. She was inducted into the America's All-Time Country Music Hall of Fame in 2004, and she was known as the Swiss Miss Yodeler and considered one of the greatest female yodelers of all time.
I am just realizing I have one 45 of hers called Tiny Thread of Hope. It is nothing like Hillbilly Leprechauns.
Wow.
There's yodeling. That's the only thing
I think she yodels pretty much in every song. But yeah. And then before that, we heard the same couple that we started the set with, Johnny Bernard and Julie Jones, doing a version of Mariah. Well, it's The Wind is called Mariah, but like again on most of these records, they either misspell it or don't do the whole name. They just call it Mariah from their Love album. And then before that was Margie Brandon. Now Margie is quite an entertainer. She spent I think a couple of decades playing at Clancy's Lounge, Organ Lounge in downtown San Francisco. But I was trying to find some info on her, and the most interesting thing I found was actually on FMU's Beware the Blog from 2006. There was a big posting about her, and someone had posted some of the songs, and all these people chimed in, including people who worked with her.
Wow.
And what was cool was this one person wrote in and talked about being there when they made the record. And it's something I never thought about, like how disruptive it might be when they're trying to record in the lounge, you know?
Right,
it's not
right.
Something they do all the time. And this guy says, he wrote in and he said, "She's an absolutely wonderful woman. I remember the night in 1971 when we recorded the album. Sound trucks on the sidewalk and street. Remember the cable car goes up and down Powell Street. Margie was friends with many a member of the San Francisco Police Department, and they helped direct traffic. The lovely Miss Brandon recording was a big deal in the early 70s. So that's so cool. It's like, yeah, I don't think about that often. It's like, what was it like for them to have all this recording gear set up, you
right,
know?
Right.
So that's a firsthand account, thanks to Beware of the Blog.
Wow. It is a wealth of wonderful information. I have downloaded several parts of it to keep for posterity.
Yeah, yeah.
All the information about Thurl Ravenscroft,
who's
a favorite of this radio program.
Yeah.
I downloaded, yeah.
A wealth of information. FMU just keeps on giving.
Indeed, indeed. And then we started off that set with Johnny and Julie, right? And
right.
Sons of the Pioneers.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, thank you. That was a eye-opening set of records. And you talked about recording in a venue, basically. And the next record I'm going to play also recorded live in a venue.
Nice.
Taylor's Supper Club in Denver, Colorado.
Mm.
And I warned Don before the show that he had better like the song Bad Bad Leroy Brown, because we're going to hear a couple versions of it. Mm-hmm. And in fact, there's three versions I'm going to play. Each of them has a different title for the same song.
Yeah.
So this one is Bad Leroy Brown. So capital L, lowercase e, capital R, O Y Brown. So we'll hear Bad Leroy Brown by the Lawmen, and then we'll hear two more versions of Bad Leroy Brown.
All right, bring it on.
The South Side of Chicago in the bad up all the town. And if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown. Now Leroy wanted trouble. You see, stood about 6 foot four. All the downtown lady calling him top lover. All the men just a volunteer. Way bad, bad Leroy Brown. A gambler, and he like his fancy clothes, and he like his flash, his diamond ring, and everybody knows he got a custom car, a nibble, and a Eldorado too. He got a 32 gun in his pocket for fun. He got a razor in his shoe. Yeah, Friday, about a week ago, the B-boy shooting dice, and at the edge of the bar said a girl. Yeah, gas is high up on her, and then the troubles begin. Old Leroy learned a terrible lesson about a mess with the wife of a just man. Hey, bad, bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong, meaner than a junkyard dog. Now the two men took to fighting.
Foot four, the downtown lady called a treetop lover, and the man. Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town, meaner than old King Kong, badder than a jump-jump dog. Two men took the fat, pulled out up on the floor. Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
Leroy's more than trouble. Yeah, he stands about 6'4". All the downtown ladies call him treetop lover. The men just call him sir. Well, he's bad,
bad, bad, bad.
Leroy Brown, the baddest man in the whole darn town. Badder than old King Kong. Well, he's meaner than a junkyard dog. Gambler. Yeah, he wears his fancy clothes. He likes to wave his diamond ring in front of everybody's nose. He's got a custom Continental. He's got an Eldorado too. He's got a .32 gun in his pocket for fun. Well, there's a razor in his shoe. Well, he's bad,
bad, bad, bad.
Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole darn town. Badder than old King Kong. Well, he's meaner than a junkyard dog. Well, it was Friday about a week ago. Leroy was shooting dice. And at the edge of the bar sat a girl named Doris. And oh, that girl looked nice. Well, he cast his eyes upon her. The trouble soon began. Leroy learned a lesson about a messing with the wife of a jealous man. The two men started fighting, and when they pulled them from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. Well, he's bad,
bad, bad, bad.
Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole darn town. Badder than old King Kong. Well, he's meaner than a junkyard dog.
Listening to WFMU and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program, and I'm here with Dawn, and we are listening to some records, namely records that are covers of Bad Badly Brown.
Basically.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I love that.
Yeah. And so as I said, each title was written a little differently. So that last one was just called Leroy Brown. And it's from the Ponderosa Hotel in Reno, Nevada, and a band, I think an all-girl band, called Helen Long and the Long Shots, that had a famous steel guitarist named Linda Buzzard. And what I like on the sleeve of this one, becoming successful in the entertainment business can be as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, create a product with widespread appeal. 2, believe totally in the product that has been created. 3, be willing to sacrifice normal activities such as eating and sleeping in order to perfect this product. So I guess these are some hardworking ladies.
Yeah,
but
I love the drummer. Really a good feel to the drums.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then before that, we heard Carl Dean's version of Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. I think he spelled it correctly. And I was really hoping that Carl Dean was Carl Dean, Dolly Parton's recently departed husband, who was famously very reclusive. Mm-hmm. But it's not.
We could say it was.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. It's his secret side career as a piano player. That's from his album Up to Date Country Music, which has a lot of great covers on it. And then we started it off with The Lawmen from Denver, Colorado, and Bad Leroy Brown. So that's all the versions of Bad, Bad Leroy Brown for this
segment.
Yes, I promise. I did want to point out that in the background we are listening to Joe Viviano, and we just heard the Pizza Pie Polka from an album called Pizza Party.
Nice.
Which has a very large pizza on the cover of the album.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
It doesn't look like it has any cheese on it.
It's bigger than all the people.
I don't know. There's a very tiny plate.
Oh my god. That
is the only way they're going to eat the pizza. But there is a pizza recipe on the back of the album. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the last instruction is to bake the pizza at 400 degrees for 25 to 30 minutes, which is like at least 20 minutes longer than I think you're supposed to put a pizza in the oven. But, you know, I guess if it's that big, it's...
Maybe it's the size, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, we're going to hear some more records from you, Don. So what do we have queued up?
All right. So for this set, I wanted to go visit the famous Printer's Alley in Nashville. Do you know much about Printer's Alley?
A little bit. Yeah, I was in Nashville last year and was able to at least hear about it, but I was only there for a few days, so.
Right. So it's this alley. It's a big kind of very, you know, big. It's not a street size, but it's pretty big. It runs between Union and Church Street and 3rd Avenue and 4th Avenue North. And clubs have been in there since back in the Prohibition days. And so it started as like a, you know, a kind of a bad place in town where you could go get alcohol once when Prohibition was happening. And then they had a weird law in Tennessee. Even after Prohibition was repealed, you couldn't sell alcohol by the glass.
Oh.
And so up until, I don't know, I think it was like 30 years or something, people were supposed to have like their own bottle behind the bar, and they'd sell mixers instead. But it was all like they were selling liquor all the time.
Yeah.
And so these were like, you know, kind of burlesque-y places. You get a steak and there'd be music and a burlesque show, and all these gangsters were running it. So, and there were all these restaurants there, including the Captain's Table, the Brass Rail Stables, the Embers, the Black Poodle Lounge, the Voodoo Lounge. And so all these bands we're going to look at right now all played there and all were kind of part of the scene there. There was a band called the Nashville Cats. And, of course, there's people called the session musician Nashville Cats, but that's different. This was a band that played in Printer's Alley and called themselves the Nashville Cats. But they had their own little, like, thing going and would back up a lot of musicians. They were putting out records with different musicians, including this first one. This first artist is named Diane Sherrill. And she did one LP and it was the Nashville Cats Productions Records in 1976. She actually did a bunch of singles for a couple of them on major labels after that, but this was her one album. And she does so we're going to hear her, and then we'll hear the Nashville Cats, and then we'll hear a different artist who also played at Printer's Alley. Diane does a version of Storms Never Last, which is the Jesse Coulter song that she did with Waylon. Jesse, of course, was married to Duane Eddy and then Waylon, and kind of one of the only outlaw country female artists. Yeah. But this is Diane's version of of Storms Never Last.
Nice. Let's hear it.
Country water, Nashville cats, play wild as Mountain Dew, Nashville cats, been playing since they's babies, Nashville cats, get work before they're two.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the UX West Country Club. From the world-famous Printers Alley in Nashville, Tennessee, is proud to present the number one country band.
Nashville cats, play clean as country water, Nashville cats, play wild as Mountain Dew.
playing since they babies, Nashville Cats. Get work before they're due. But it's a big job just getting by with nine kids and a wife. I've been a working man dang near all my life, but I'll keep working as long as my two hands are fit to use. I'll drink a little beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues. I keep my nose to the grindstone, work hard every day. Might get a little tight on the weekend after I draw my pay, but I'll keep working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. I'll drink a little beer in a tavern and sing a little bit of these working man blues. This song goes out to all the working girls.
Thank you, and it's good to have you with us once again at the captain's table.
You know, one thing about being a female entertainer or a female musician such as myself, I find it interesting to try to overcome all the challenges that may come my way, such as now don't get me wrong, I'm not a female liberator or anything like that. But it is kind of a challenge to take, like, for instance, a man's song and see if you can sing it. And that sounds like a liberator, don't it? Well, anyway, I took one of Hank Snow's songs, a song called I've Been Everywhere. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere. Across the desert bay, man, I've breathed my air. Well, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Manitoba, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, I'm real cheap, but I bet it would am, and then I'm again. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere. Across the desert, man, man, I breathe my air. Well, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Verde, Santa Fe, Dallas, Gun Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Hennessey, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Grace Lake, Beans Lake. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere. Across the desert, bay, man, I breathe my air. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Louisville, Nashville, Knoxville, Mobeck, Sheffield, Jacksonville, Waterford, Costa Rica, Bitsworth, Bakersfield, Rectory, Shreveport, Hackensack, Cadillac, Davenport, Idaho, Jericho, Archie, Davenport, Bastion, Catalyst, see what I mean. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere. Across the desert, bay, man, I breathe my air. I've traveled, I've been my share, man, I've been everywhere. Pick it up just a little bit more. You ready for this? Bessemer, Parksville, Gravelville, Colorado, Ellsworth, Wexford, Gigs, Galloway, Lambert, Admiral, Hastron, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Lasco, Philly, Cabrera, Blue, Watermill, Kansas, Cassie, Sioux, 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 what a pity. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere. Across the desert, bay, man, I breathe my air. I've traveled, I've been my share, man, I've been everywhere. You think I can do it just one more time, a little bit faster? You want it faster? I'll do it for you. I got the ladies on my side now. She's got confidence in me. Come on, ladies, we can do it, can't we? Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Searcy, with Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Malibu, Bangor, Baltimore, Suffolk, I'm real too, but I'm big with them. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere. Going to desert, man, I breathe my air. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been
Wow, I wanted to applaud at the end of that, too.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that was the great Trilly Cole performing at the captain's table in Printer's Alley. She was there for 15 years and played every instrument and was just a firecracker the whole time, the whole show.
Wow.
And, she was on Ted Mack's Amateur Hour at the age of 18, and then she hit the road after that. And Before that, we had the Nashville Cats, recorded live at the Hugh X. Lewis Country Club in Printer's Alley. Hugh X. Lewis was a country singer who had a few top 40 releases on Cap Records, and he opened the club in 1972, where he hosted a television show called the Hugh X. Lewis Country Club. But the Nashville Cats were the house band, and Jim Vest was the steel guitar player, and Cliff Parker was his guitar player. They were both pretty fairly well-known session guys, actually. Cliff Parker played with David Allan Coe and Johnny Paycheck and Johnny Cash and a bunch of people. And then before that, yeah, we started with Cheryl, who was on their label. And yeah, the tell you what they played. Nashville Cats played their little intro, which includes the Nashville Cat song, and then Working Man Blues, and then Trilly did I've Been Everywhere.
She sure did. That was really impressive.
Yeah, you think she's gone as fast as you could possibly go, and then no, it's like double speed for that last one.
Amazing, amazing. I learned so much in that last set. Thank you. And speaking of learning things, we were looking in the chat comments, and somebody had said, you know, I've never heard any, I don't know anything about any of this, right? Thank you. And that's what WFMU is best at, I think, is throwing all kinds of things at you and having you learn stuff. And it's our Hellraiser. One of the reasons that Don and I are doing this show together today is because we like to do some special stuff in October to encourage you all to support WFMU. We are largely listener supported, even more now that we have lost some federal funding for the foreseeable that we need to make up for. And if this station means as much to you as it does to us, it would be great if you can throw us a couple bucks and get a cool t-shirt and stuff like that. We really appreciate it.
Well said.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, I grew up around here and I grew up listening to WFMU, and that is what brought you this show in all its glory, because I learned from the best. So we somehow only have about 10 minutes left in the program, which is wildness. Time flies when you're having fun with crazy old records. So, you know, to that person that said you'd never heard of any of this, I'm going to change that for you probably, because we're going to hear from Dino. Had to do it. He recorded a bunch of country songs, and this is one of them. So we're going to hear from Dean Martin. You're listening to WFMU.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up on some lines. Keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. Keeps you with a gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on the columns now that binds me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing nor forgiven when I walk along some railroad track and find. Moving on a back road by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gently on my mind. Dip my cup of soup back from the gurgling crack and cauldron in some train yarn. My beard a rough and coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. soft hands round the tin can. I pretend I'll hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back road by the river of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Thumb goes up, car goes by. It's nearly 1 a.m. and here am I, hitching a ride, hitching a ride. Gotta get me home by the morning light. I got no fare to ride a train. I'm really down and in the pouring rain, hitching a ride. Hitchin' a ride, gotta get me home to my baby's side. Bride, 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 hitchin' a ride. Bride, 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 hitchin' a
listening to WFMU. We heard a couple of tracks. We heard C.B. Kelton, that amazing version of Hitchin' a Ride from his album Town and Country. He is town on the front. He's wearing a tuxedo and country on the back. He is dressed country, I suppose. A bunch of really good tracks on that one. And then we heard Dino, of course. And we're getting to the end of the program. Don, this has been such a joy. Thanks for doing this with me.
Super fun. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the idea of doing it.
Yeah.
I just so happy. And I knew you kept showing me records you had, and you were like, this would be perfect on your show. I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Well,
now
we know if, you know, you need to take a week off, who to call.
Yeah.
So we're going to have you take it out for us. What are we going to hear?
We're going to hear Mike and Phyllis, another couple. Toby's Presents, Toby's was a restaurant, presents Mike and Phyllis. The name of the album is I Got You and You Got Me. And we've got a couple of songs from them, starting with Let's Have a Party, which we've been having for the last 2 hours. So, and then after that, there's an instrumental, so maybe we'll come back and say goodbye over that.
Cool.
Some people like to rock, some people like to roll. Now I'm moving and I'm grooving, don't it satisfy my soul? Let's have a party, ooh, let's have a party. Yeah, I say it's in your nipple store, let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. Well, I never kissed a bear, I never chased a goose. I can shake a chicken in the middle of a room. Let's have a party, ooh, let's have a party. Yeah, I say it's in your nipple store, let's
the chicken in the middle of a room. Let's have a party. Ooh, let's have a party. Yeah, I said, sing and get the stool. Let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight. Now the meat is on the stove and grater's getting hot. Everyone around us got a possum in the pot. Let's have a party. Woo, let's have a party. Yeah, I said, send him to the store. Let's buy some more. Let's have a party tonight.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Thank you.
Hey there, listeners. This is Sydney here with you from 9 p.m. to midnight on WFMU Freeform Radio. Just being a little silly to start the hour. We had Come As You Are from the Cocktail Tribute to Nirvana, and Casa Overall with their jazz rendition of Big Papa from a new album that we have here on vinyl of all hip-hop jazz covers. And I will say every single one's a jam. But I won't force you to do easy listening for the whole show. Let's get to something a little more fun.